Hi, this is Stacy Hoffer from stacyhoffer.com, priestess, wise woman, goddess of love. Today I want to share with you a story about a dear friend of mine who is sitting in a pile of fear shit. There's no nicer way for me to explain it. This dear friend of mine has a lot of fear around money right now. And all my friend can do is sit and be surrounded by fear, by lack. And he's drowning in it. And, you know, I'm learning myself how to build and grow my relationship with money, have a mad love affair with money. But one thing I know for sure is you have to do something to move yourself out of the pile of fear shit and move yourself into love, into abundance, into trust, and into faith. And sometimes you can't do it alone. Sometimes you need to, you know, dial a friend. You need, you know, to call on someone and you need to get help. That could be a friend or a family member. Maybe it's an expert. Maybe it's a coach. Maybe it's a book. Maybe it's a blog. Maybe it's a group on Facebook. But when you are stuck in a pile of fear shit, don't stay there alone. Because all that will happen is the fear shit wall will grow higher and higher and you will drown. You will drown in fear shit. And it's disgusting. And it's smelly. And it's no fun. And it's really hard to shift your perspective. It's really hard to get out of your mind and into your body. It's really hard to connect to a higher power, to believe that something else is just around the corner, to believe that for some reason this is exactly where you're supposed to be if you don't take action. So if my friend is listening to this podcast, to this recording, then from heart to heart and soul to soul, I am asking him to find the strength, to find the courage to walk away from that pile of fear shit and to step into love and to step into your body, into your heart knowing, and to begin to believe and to trust that you are supported and that you are loved and that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. Even if your money situation doesn't look like what it's supposed to look like in your head, or it doesn't look like what it should look like according to a story or a fantasy, stand up, take action, get out of your mind, get into your body, and believe. Down at the core of who you are, believe that you are being taken care of and that you will always be taken care of. And if you are like my friend and you can relate to this story, you too, I ask you, I give you permission to stand up, walk away from the pile of fear. Say yes to love. Say yes. Say yes to believing in who you are and believing that you are being taken care of and that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. And if there are old stories getting in your way of where you're supposed to be or where you should be or that you're supposed to have a certain amount of money in the bank or that you're supposed to be at a certain place in your career or whatever those stories are that might not be matching your present moment, I invite you to burn those old stories. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes, put your hand on your heart. Slowly open your eyes, take a deep breath, and just take in the beauty of this magical, beautiful present moment. Much love.